It's a very, very big schus to have Rabbi Ariel here. We spent many hours learning together, Baruch Hashem. Can't thank him enough for all that he's taught me and continues to teach me. So for him to be able to come out late at night like this, to be able to be mechazik us, to give us the chizik, to share with us. So many years, many, many years learning Kabbalah from very big tzaddikim. So it's a very big schus to have him to join us at the Hiluba of the Ariel.
Mishut Kala Kadosh, Erev Tov. לילו נשמעת בזכות רבנו ארי הקדוש, בזכות רבי יהושע, בוצינה קדישה, we start learning about year and a half ago. כל היום ויום, every day, without, ברוך השם, without stopping. Even on Friday, except Saturday, I don't live here. So ברוך השם, thank you for inviting me, thank you for having me here. I have many things to say. I accepted many, many things from my rabbis, correct, like the Rabbi Yehoshua said. The whole point of, it says one of the things in the Shara Gilgulim, one of the gates of reincarnation, Rabbi Chaim Vital gives the Akdama. He gives the introduction. He says, every time a person, when he comes to this world, he needs to finish the whole Tariyak Mitzvot, which is 630 Mitzvot, he needs to finish it in his lifespan. Sometimes we don't have Bet HaMikdash, Chorban Bet HaMikdash, like it says Masechet Menuchot, in page 110, a person, every time he's learning Torah, it's like he's Mikayem, he's like doing, putting in a place all 630 mitzvot. Same thing a person, Rabbi Chaim Vital says in his Agdama, he needs to learn all the parts, particles of the Torah, which is Pshat, Remesh, Drosh, Sod. He needs to learn all parts of the Torah. If he's not going to learn it, what's going to happen? Rabbi Chaim Vital says that it's going to come to Gilgul. Gilgul means come reincarnation. So how is it becoming reincarnation? Is each one of us have to understand the individuals. Like I brought with me, it's a Chaim. Really, I wanted to read it inside from you. I'm going to have a little bit, say that whatever Rabbi Chaim Vital says. The first thing he says, Oy Lano and Bet HaMikdash. The first thing he talks about is Bet HaMikdash. He says, Oy Nichravnu Ba'avonot HaRabim Nichrav Et HaBet HaMikdash. He says, why is Bet HaMikdash one of the reasons Nichrav? We're able to, again, rebuild it back. It says, Aliyadeh Primiyut of the Torah. Primiyut, which is, means that Aliyadeh Sodot HaTorah. When a person learning the secrets of the Torah, he's going to be like a Ben Le'av. Ben means like a son to the father. But if somebody learning the Pshat Torah, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not neglecting Pshat Torah. I'm myself learning Pshat Torah. You have to learn Shulchan Aruch, you have to learn Gemara, you have to learn Mishnayot, you have to learn Agadot, you have to do. But there's a part of the schedule we have to put it in, aside, we have to learn a little bit, half hour, 1 hour, we have to learn a little bit of the primiyut of the Torah, of the Kabbalah, of the Arizal. It doesn't make a difference whether you're learning, like Rabbi Yeshua one time I asked, I said, why in a Hasidim, I'm a Sfaradi, why Hasidim have so many movements? That there's an Or Gadol, there's a big light, we cannot handle it. So what we have to do, we have to spread it. Same thing when it comes to the Arizal, we have to go inside of it and we have to learn it. When we come to the learning of the Arizal, we know the Erech of the Arizal. Erech means what? We know the essence of the Arizal. What's the Arizal word? If somebody never learned Gemara, never learned Mishnah, never learned Shach V'tad, never learned Nosei Kelim, never learned Agalot, he would never know what means the Torah, the Pnimiyut or Chitzoniyut of the Torah. That each one of us, individuals over here, that what? We, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua, have a Chabura. I think I'm so upset that he's leaving back where he's moving. Be'ezrat Hashem, Ata, build Beit Ne'eman Be'Israel. Be'ezrat Hashem, you're going to have. But the main important thing, in Kew Gardens Hills, sometimes I'm learning with the Rabbanim in the Kew Gardens Hills, that I say, why you not? You have a Daf Ayomi. You have Baruch Hashem, Mishna Brura. Why do you don't put in your schedules Kabbalah? You already know Kabbalah for so many years. Why you don't put in a schedule? And they don't give me the answer. I said, you are Rav HaKeila, you should spread down the... It's already because it says, Rabbi David Azulai, Rabbi Chida, many gram, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Poskim, they say, each one of us already equal the Mashiach, what we have to do, we have to spread the learnings of the Arizal. Nobody, like he says in Masech HaGad of Yud Gimel, if a malach, like somebody learning Sefer Echezkiel, the malach is going to come, he's going to punch you and he's going to say, listen, you're doing something wrong. Rabbi Chaim Vital, in the beginning of the Agdama, like Echezkiel already learned it, in the beginning of the Agdama, 31 things it says over there. One of the things that emunah v'bitachon, emunah means to believe in Hashem, and bitachon and trust Hashem, you only will get through the pnimiyut of the Torah. If somebody is not learning pnimiyut, what are you saying? That I'm going to learn 10 hours of Gemara, 10 hours of Tosafot, Rashi, Rabbi Akiva, Yeger, I'm not going to have my points, I would not have emunah v'bitachon, you would not have the emunah v'bitachon like you're going to learn inside the pnimiyut of the Torah. The pnimiyut of the Torah is going to bring to the person to the emunah bitachon. In our generation, olech midarder, olech going. We don't have, I'm not saying you, all of you, that we don't have every day people come in, every day crying, every day the problem with the families, with the brothers, with the sisters. Why? Because emunah bitachon. Everything becomes, I see you today, no gemilut chasadim echad with each other. That we're coming to ikveh de Mashiach, it's already coming to the place that each one of us doesn't believe each other. We don't chas v'shalom believe la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Chaim Vital says, that's why he has a book with him, it's called Otzrot Chaim. That somebody, each one of us individual, is a way you, Bachur Yeshiva, you're going to say, listen, every time they give me Rav Kanevsky, the good Duguma, they say, Rav Kanevsky did not. How you know Rav Kanevsky? You see, he's finishing the whole Shas, Ben Yerushalmi, Ben Bavli, he's finishing the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kanevsky, don't do it. Why you have to do it? Or they say, they give a Duguma, if a Sfaradim, they say, Rav Avadia didn't do it. Why would you do it? If the Gdolim didn't do it, why the Ktanim has to do it? So, the following, it says like this. How you know which tzaddik, each tzaddik, what he does, what he does not do, in the nistarot, which is means in the hiding behind the doors. Each one of us have what? It's our servants. But each one of us, each tzaddik with tzaddik, has his own avodah. We have gdolei tzaddikim that said, in our generation, they must learn it. I accept it for my teacher. My teacher, one of the teachers, was Rabbi Nissim Peretz. He's a Rosh Yeshiva, Bet El Yeshiva, in Bnei Brak. He used to come to New York when he used to be sick with the cancer. He came and he was in Brooklyn. He came and he said, you have to spread the Kabbalah. He said, Ata shomer Shabbat, Ata shomer mitzvot, you shomer Shabbat. You eating kosher, you should learn it. I saw in his yeshiva how many times that when we came to the yeshiva, 13 years old boy, his father passed away. He took him to his yeshiva, Kol El Chatzot, when he was learning when he was 13, he became 16 years old, when Rabbi Nissim Peretz Niftar, after 3 years, he was given shiur in his place. 16 years old kid was given in his place the shiurim and the Kabbalah. And he also had the Yirat Shemaim. He was also learning Shas for Poskim. So each one of us individual, that sometimes the Zohar HaKadosh in the Hagdamah, in the Daf 25, if somebody takes the Zohar HaKadosh in the Hagdamah, in the Daf 25, says, in the time of the Mashiach, you're going to have Nigdud Gdola Kneged Kabbalah. You're going to have five different type of people. It's called Negara. Negara means what? Nifilim, Giborim, Anakim, Rafim. So all these five type of Sugim, Anashim, says it comes as a Gilgul, they're going to be Chas V'Shalom, as a Sar Le'am Israel. Sar means they're going to be Roshei Yeshivot, they're going to be Dayanim, they're going to have Sefer Torah inside the Echal, and they're going to control the Jewish nation not to learn the Kabbalah. Why not to learn the Kabbalah? So you always have to be what? Rely on them. So they always have to tell you what they have to tell you, and you have to follow them. You don't believe me? Take a Zohar, page 25, in the beginning, Hagdamah. Also says in Daf Lamed. Lamed. If somebody says over there that if somebody is not learning Kabbalah, is what he's doing, is Vay lo le'adam, oy to that human being that he created in this world. Says a person should not, Matok Midvash did not interpret like this. Matok Midvash says like this, the following. If somebody have male kuruso bashas v'poskim, every time we have a dochim bashtei yadayim, we say bashtei yadayim, the push away people, they say you have to have male kuruso, you have to have fulfill your stomach with a shas v'poskim, you have to fulfill everything, then you will come to learn Kabbalah. Whoever is feeling v'shas v'poskim, I don't see him learning Kabbalah still, whoever is saying this. Shas v'poskim is what? What's mean shas v'poskim? You would know all Tosafot, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Akiva Yeger, Rashi, Tosafot, you would know. What's next? What's next? Tamei Tahor, Mutar Asur. What's next? What's the Avodat of the Hashem? Avodat of Hashem, it comes what? From the premiut of the learning of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Midat HaBina. Bina is a Midat HaTshuva. Tshuva, if somebody wants to share a Tshuva, share a Yonah, is good, Musar is good. But if somebody wants to learn the premiut of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he needs to know, understand of Midat of Bina. Midat of Bina is Mavin Davar Mitoch Davar. Tavin Mitoch Davar, Davar Mitoch Davar, we need to learn Zohar. Zohar HaKadosh, it's been spread, like Zohar HaKadosh says, in the time of the Mashiach, each one of us will learn what? Even the little kids, Tinokot She Bet Rabban, will learn what? Learn the Kabbalah. So same thing goes for the Rosh Yeshivot. Rosh Yeshivot, sometimes I sit also with the Rabbanim. I'm not going to say the names of the Rabbanim. I sit with them, I learn with them. They've been learning Shas for Poskim, they were learning for 30, 40 years. And they tell me at the end of the day, I should have learned when I was a young kid. I say, if you, the way you're saying it, they also chutzpah me for me to say like this. I say, why don't you say this to the people? Why don't you likarev, a person would have betach emunah, to have a more bitachon le'akadosh baruch hu. The whole point is over here to gather with the elulah shel ari kadosh. Rabbi Chaim Vital, he had a cheshka b'neshama shelo, used to learn a lot of kishufim from goyim. So Rabbi Chaim Vital, when Arizal passed away, he said to Rabbi Chaim Vital, he came to him in his dream, he said, stop doing all these things. Write all my writings, spread down through the whole world. This is the whole point done of the Arizal. Arizal is not just a book on another shelf. It's a mystics of Kabbalah. It's not for me. That's what happens. I'm going to go my own way. There's not such thing. The Kabbalah was Kabbalah Pshad Rosh Sod. That Pshad, which is means simple Chumash reading, is for my 5-year-old kid, for my 6-year-old kid, is for 80-year-old man, is for everybody. Each one of us have a what different of understanding, but we have to have a teacher and to understand how to what, how to spread out the learning of the Arizal. This is the whole point. The whole point of the Elulah, Arizal, I could give you many stories. Many stories. Arizal one time with the Rabbi Chaim Vital, he was keep telling you, Ya Gulgul, Ya Gilgul, Rabbi Akiva. Every time you're going to go pray, you have to say 30 times, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. Because Ya Gilgul, Rabbi Akiva. In order for you to eat Abbe Rabbi Akiva, you need to have, before you're going to pray, make sure that Rabbi Akiva is going to come to you. He says, you are Mashiach ben David. We need to bring the Mashiach. So one time the Arizal, it was the time of the Ben HaMitzarim. Ben HaMitzarim, Arizal, Rabbi Chaim Vital, they gather everybody, all the Talmidim, they gather, they went to the Yar. Yar means they went to the forest. When they went to the forest, they want to bring the Mashiach. What's happened? With Nashim, Datam, Kalam, Nashim, the woman, they start Mirivod. Mirivod, they start fighting. They want to bring the Mashiach. The woman start fighting. The kids start fighting. What happened that day? The Arizal says, that's it. I cannot bring Mashiach. Why? Because we have to now spread it down. Because the woman is not giving us. We have to go. And Arizal said, that's it. I'm going to niftar mi'olam hazeh. I will give away my life to olam hazeh. And I cannot bring no more Mashiach. That's what he said. One of the secrets, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria Ashkenazi, in the Shar HaKavanot, in the Chelek Bet, in the second part, in the time of Ben HaMitzarim, he says to Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital asks Rabbi Ari HaKadosh. He's asking the secret. He says, there's such a thing, Tzvi. Tzvi means there's an Ayala. Ayala means the woman Tzvi. She goes upstairs. She goes on a mountain. When she goes on a mountain, there's a snake comes in. He gives her the venin of the Nachash. The snake comes in and he bites it at the time that she needs to give a birth because her wound is very tsar. The snake comes in that moment, it's like an epidural for the woman. And afterwards, she gives a birth because she had a bad labor. She would throw her kid out of the mountain. And the Rabbi Chaim Vital says, give me the secret. He says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did not reveal the secret. I will reveal the secret. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, ask him the secret. Give me the secret. He says, this secret of Kriyat Yamsuf. When he said the secret is Kriyat Yamsuf, before he said this, I have a tremorish right now going through my body. He says, my son will go away. Because I'm opening the secret, my son will go away. Orev means a crowd. What means Orev? Orev passes by. He says, my son passed away. My son passed away, the Arizal says. Arizal nimsor nefesh ala Torah. He will give everything just to what? Kavod Torah, which is, means respect for the Torah. Just his Torah should be open and should have a what? Emunah v'bitachon le'akadosh baruch hu. This is the whole point of what? Ari HaKadosh. Limsor nafsho, not only for himself, nimsor nafsho al yedei kid, his own kid. Many of us going to say, we have a family, we have a Baruch Hashem, I have a daughter, I have a son, I cannot afford. Ari HaKadosh did not say these things. He went all the way, Rabbi Chaim Vital, he went all the way with him. If he went all the way with him, Rachmanan Litzlan, lo alechem v'al kol amo Yisrael, we should not sacrifice no kids, we should not sacrifice nothing. At least we should sacrifice in our time is a little bit the time of giving to what? To the Rabbi Chaim Vital and Rabbi Arya Kadosh. And in his Agdama, one of the Keilot Alav said, somebody is learning Arya Kadosh, he would die in the short lives. That's what he told me. I showed him the Etz HaChaim, in the beginning of the Etz HaChaim, says, that's not true. Whoever is going to read my writings, he would have Orech Yamim, not short lives. He brings this in his Agdama. He brings this in his Agdama, so a person should not toye, should not make a mistake. By his learning Ariza, he's going to make his Gilgul shorter, and he's going to Chas V'Shalom pass away, what? In the shorter lives. So the whole point of having, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua said many, many things, Al Pipshat, Al Piridrosh. My whole thing is what? To spread down, when I started about 10 years ago, I spread down the Kabbalah to every little kids. There's many people in the Kugane Hills learning Otzrot Chaim, learning. I already stopped all doing that. I don't have kochot. I don't have the strength of doing Akdamot. Akdamot means introduction. Eski was inside, was like Rav Shach with the tefillin. He was sitting on the Or HaChaim. He was learning Pshat, Mishnah Brura. He was learning Gemara. Then he come to Yosef. Where's Yosef? Yosef Pilinsky. Yosef Pilinsky started learning with him what? Otzrot Chaim. Chesky did not think, listen, this is Raui for me, this is, am I worthy, or not worthy, the Gdolim does not do the Rosh Yeshivot, am I worthy, not worthy, what he did? He went tachat Kamfei Shechina, and he, Chas V'Shalom, he did not get Nezik. There's no such thing as Nezik, there's no Chas V'Shalom, Malach gonna come in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata benig al manad likabel et apraz. Ben, you like my son. Azor HaKadosh says, whoever is learning Pshat Torah is like an Eved Mishameshet Arav. Eved means he's like a slave that is serving his what? His master. What's the difference between Eved and Ben? Eved, he's working 9 to 5. A worker only works 9 to 5. After 9 to 5, he says, I'm closing the door, I don't care about no businesses. A Ben is working 24 hours. This is the whole point of what? Of the premium of the Kabbalah. Is to learn to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kudsha Baruch Hu, 24 hours. 24 hours, whether you go to sleep, where you go, even you go to sleep, you have to what? Bechol derachecha de'ehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nimtza shama. That I'm going to get kochot, I'm going to get the power and the strength, even over there. So every time when we learn like this, when I'm going to go to sleep, I'm going to say Kriyat Shema Lemita. Rabbi Chaim Vital says, when you give Kriyat Shema Lemita, make sure you're going to lafkit et nishmatcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you have to do. What's the difference? The Gemara in Masechet Barachot Dav Dalit. Today I just read it. It says, when I borrow from somebody money, or I borrow from somebody collateral, what are the chances I will give it back? Or even if I will give it back, it will mikalkel. Mikalkel means what? It will go something wrong with this collateral. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns, Nishmati Be'ma Rabbe Munatecha in the morning, it will return me in a what? In a full strength, and it will be even purer than I went inside. And Rabbi Chaim Vital says, Chas V'Shalom, a person could die in a shorter lives if he's not going to learn Kabbalah. When he goes sleep, he could deposit his soul, he could keep the same body, but the soul, he could bring a different soul every day. That's called also Gilgulim. That's also called Gilgul. The fact that you're learning, that you're growing, Chacham Lamud Lo Bachochma. Chacham, a person, Chacham, a wise man, he says, Yamud Bli Chochma. Bli Chochma means what? He will Yitzarech Ot Pam Yavo LeGilgul. He needs to come Ot Pam LeGilgul. But he says there's a pasuk, Be'atcha nafshi ruchi padita ati oti el emet, Hashem el emet, says, you able to bring your nishama, new nishama, rejuvenate every time you go to sleep. Every time you go to sleep, that's what you're able to do. And you said that you will be even longer live by what? By learning inside the Arizal. Baruch Hashem, we have Kabbalah right now. Eretz Israel is kimat kol yeshivot. Lutayim, Hasidim, that you have Sfaradim, that you have what? Learning everywhere. In America, it's only in a Brooklyn, of Moshe Milstein, of Antebe, there's only certain individuals. But in Garden Hills, in Queens, there's a lot of Mo'adib, there's in Williamsburg, there's a certain amount of, but in the Queens, it's not so much. So each one of us, individual, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua, it's already Baki Bahol, Bahol Etzachaim, everything, Arashash, everything that you take, back and forth, Baruch Hashem, you have teachers. You're able to didabek the teachers to teach you. What do you have to do? Put your effort. Put your time. One time, one of the Avrechim came in, they said, we went to Yaakov Hillel. Yaakov Moshe Hillel, we went to Rav Yaakov Hillel. He said, should I learn Kabbalah? He said, no to me. So I'm not going to learn, because if the Gdolim told me, who are you to tell me? So if you have a little cheshek, you have a desire, you will come to learn no matter what. You will knock on the door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you what? You will ask him to teach you. But if you're going to say, listen, I'm going to try, nobody teaching me. If you really want to try, and Davar Omed Mipnei HaRatzon, you have a desire, and you have a cheshek, nothing will stop a person. The whole point of gathering, Divrei Torah is good, everything is good. The whole, Yitchazek Ba'emunah, V'bitachon LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Yedei Limud Shelama, Shel Ha'ari HaKadosh. For Sfaradim, Zohar HaKadosh is like a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Mishnah. Mishnah is Lasbir Klalim. Arizal is a Gemara. Arashash is a Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Karo is a Arashash. For Sfaradim, that's the way it goes. Zohar HaKadosh, Mishnah, we don't understand nothing Zohar HaKadosh says. Arizal comes in, spreads down like a Gemara. We don't understand nothing Gemara says. Shulchan Aruch for us, for Arashash. Baruch Hashem, you have Stichin. He says what? His own performance of that every time. Why I respect? Because when we went a couple times to him, he has in front of him Arashash Sidur. He has the whole library. Masha Yechud, Hasidim, La Arashash. What? Everything able to spread the Torah, able to do the primiyut, which is, means the inside of the Torah, the people thinking that they would understand the pilpul of the Rashi Tosafot, what does it mean? Rabbi Akiva Iger. Every time me and Rabbi Yeshua used to learn, he says, listen, if you come to learn Arashash and the way he spread down, he would understand the Arizal, it's no comparison what means pilpul. This is what's called pilpul. The whole point of the pilpul, the Arizal says, to lishbor et egoz. Egoz means to crack the shell inside to get moach. Moach means to get the essence of what we need to eat. He says, every time you're learning pshat, Arizal ba'atzmo bechvodo. He says in Parashah Ve'itchanan, when you used to learn pshat, you used to sweat. The Rabbi Chaim Vital says, why are you sweating so much? You don't need to sweat. He says, I'm sweating because I need lishbor et haklipa. Lishbor et what? At the shelf, that holding the person to the tabek leHakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says in the Parashah Ve'itchanan. He says, that's why I'm learning the pshat, I'm sweating. But he says, you should spread down your hours, not only learning pshat. Not only everything is learning pshat. En davar malek ruso, there's no such thing, I will remember the whole shas. Alivai, you're going to remember whole shas with poskim. Alivai. Of course, zicharon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gets bechina zichira. But also a person should every day, should not be the same day. Lidabek kucha berechu is only going to come to the Zohar HaKadosh through Arizal. Every time that I'm reading, I haven't touched this book maybe 1 year. I'm touching back this again book, that it's like, it's everything becomes new. Everything becomes new. Every agdama that he gives, every introduction that he gives, everything that he gives you biggest cheshek to learning. In the beginning, in the Kabbalah, I'm going to tell you this much. It's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be understanding. There's no, don't be understanding. It's not ashor nafal babor. It's not such a thing. There's no such thing. There's a higher olamot, which is higher worlds, that created before this world. Before Sheshet Yemei Bereshit, before this world was created, this is was the primiut of the Torah. What's the difference between Rabbi Moshe Kardaveru Ramak? What's the difference between Ramak and Arizal? What's the difference? Ramak, there's a such a thing. There was a Tatkat Dorot. 974 generations, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Asa, Bana Ulamot, Machriva Et Ulamot. This is the Torah of the Ramak. Torah of the Arizal, Torah of the Tikkun. Tikkun means to come and fix. The whole point is coming and fixing. Not able to fix somebody else, at least fix yourself. This is the whole point. The whole point, not to come, when you're going to come to Kabbalah, there's no mystics, there's no gimatriot in the beginning is going to be. It's going to be such a thing, it's behind the grasping of the human what? Mind. Be a vessel, that's why it's called Kabbalah. Mikabel, be what? Kibul akli. Make yourself a vessel. When you become a vessel, you're able to accept. If you're not going to become a vessel, you're going to try to make a sense, you would throw you out of the sense, because your brains only make a sense up to 20, 30 years, whatever you learn, you could put together, and that's what you apply. And that's what you're going to get. That's not true. Be a vessel, accept what he says, he will give it to you, enough information to your neshama. Every time, I'm going to make this last, every time when I used to learn Rabbi Antebi, He used to learn with the Rosh Yeshivot of the Mir Yosh, Rosh Yeshiva. He used to come to him, one of them, don't remember the name. So one time we started learning, and he says, get up, there's the Mir Yeshiva comes in, you need to get up in front of him, give him kavod. Don't know him. So I said, sometimes I don't understand what you're saying. I have no idea what you're saying. I have no idea, Rabbi, I have no idea. He says, I cannot help you. I could only give you how to learn. If you want to understand, come to Chasdei Hashem, you need to cry. You need to ask Hashem. I have nothing to do. I'm just your teacher. I'm not telling you what to do. You want to learn? Ask Hashem. Ask mercy of the Hashem. If the Hashem yirachem al abanim, bavada yirachem al abanim. So the whole point of to say this whole speech is what? Each one of us individual to have ability to learn. To learn, have every day 15-20 minutes. I'm not going to say you're going to understand. Aliwai we understand. Aliwai we still understand. Aliwai 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But the whole point is what? Could come to teachings. Don't take as a sense. It would not make sense. It will make a sense once you're going to finish the whole thing. It will make a sense. Only sense according how much you build, which you spend. I don't know how much Torah each individual have. According to Torah you have, that's how much you're able to understand and willing to understand. Same thing when a person learns Pshat, when I learn Gemara, when I know Mishnah, when I learn Baraita. Correct, I understand this Gemara, this Masechet. But there's another Masechet that I haven't learned yet. So there's a many Klalim I have to learn in order for me to put the pictures together. So this is the whole point, what? Put the puzzles together. Put the pictures together. So this is the most important over here that we got gather. Thank you. So Be'ezrat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu niten lanu Baracha, Atzlacha. Zechuto Yagenu Shel Ha'Ari HaKadosh. Be'ezrat Hashem, so every year, so Be'ezrat Hashem Bimhira Be'amenu, this is within 9 days, so we should see the Biyat HaMashiach. וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן.
We won't be long, we'll just share just a few more minutes and then we'll daven Ma'ariv Mitzvah Hashem. So I publicly thank Malkia for providing this delicious suda out of the Ariza. Zechus Yagen Aleinu on the entire Mishpacha, B'zechad L'Nachas Simcha. One of the teachings that the Rabbi Yaakovich tells us in Shmona Esrei tells us that when a Yid says, and it's applicable to this time of year, when he says Yishlaim Yerucha Racham and Tashiv, when he asks the Ribbono Shel Olam to rebuild Yishlaim, he concludes V'chi Sei David Avdecha Meheir L'Secha Tachin. Speaks about the Kisei of David, that Hashem should establish the Kisei of David in Yerushalayim. The Rabbi HaKadosh tells us that when saying those words, a Yid should be mispalel for Mashiach ben Yosef. One sukkah tells us that La'asalava Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. But the Rabbi HaKadosh is not so fast. It's incumbent upon every Jew to be mispalel that Mashiach ben Yosef should not be assassinated. It's very interesting. We know that the words of Torah can be explained in many ways. And it goes without explanation that the words of Pnimiyas HaTorah can be explained in many, many ways. It's hard to believe the only kavana of the Ari HaKadosh was to be mispalel of the Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. And every Jew is responsible to mispalel for that. Of course, it could be stam tefillah that every Jew is mechiv to be mispalel for the tzaddik yador. And we wonder to ourselves, Yonah Sen Apshus writes this explicitly, he says, he laments the fact that we daven for our families, daven for ourselves, when it comes to Tzaddiki Yisrael, the Tzaddikim of the generation of which that they stand on guard, the Omid B'Pesach, the Omid B'Peretz, and they give their lives to protect the Jewish people. How it is that we forget to be mispallah for the Tzaddikim of the generation, that they should continue to live, they should be healthy. In fact, this was the mistake which we read about in these parshiyos. The Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but the Jewish people were allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Aruchim HaKadosh brings out, and Chazal say this explicitly in the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu had tainas in Bnei Yisrael. He said, I worked my whole life to bring you to this point, to bring you, take you out of Mitzrayim, to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. I put my life on the line. When you were out for the count, I stood up for you. It was Moshe Nefesh, I said, Mechinin Yemesificha Shekasafta on your behalf. And here you know that I can't come into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem has turned away all of my personal tefillahs, and it depends upon your tefillahs to be mispala for me, and they don't daven for Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael. And Chaim HaKadosh brings in a few places where Moshe Rabbeinu drops hints to the Yidden. He doesn't tell them to daven explicitly for him, because that would be as if he's davening for himself again. But to drop a hint to the Yidden to say, daven for me. For example, he writes on the pasuk, Shema Yisrael Atem Ovim Hayoyin Es HaYarden. He says, listen Yidden, today you are crossing the Yarden. Why does he give us Hakdam of Shema Yisrael? So Zotar Chaim HaKadosh, he's telling them, Shema Yisrael, be medayik in my words. Listen carefully. Shema Yisrael, Atem Oivim Hayem Es HaYarden. You were crossing today. Atem Vole Ani. Shema Yisrael was meant to say to them, if you know how to learn Torah Moshe, you should know how to be medayik in a pasuk like this. But I'm trying to give over to you. To be my Ma'aser Nefesh, to be Mespala for me, because my entrance into Eretz Yisrael is totally in you. And from the fact that they didn't daven for Moshe means that just like people are misgagil, Averis are also misgagil, Avera Gareris Avera, and it repeats itself in generations, how we could do be much better and being mispalah for tzaddikim. That's part of the achrayas which we have to be mispalah from Mashiach ben Yosef. The leaders of the Jewish people, the Yosefs amongst us. So Yosef led Klal Yisrael in the Tkufa in Golis, and as leaders of Jewish people in times of Geula. But the leader of the Jewish people in times of Geula, Beis HaMikdash, you have Shlomo HaMelech, you have Malchus Yehuda. When Yidden were in Mitzrayim, the leader of the Jewish people was Yosef. Yosef is the manig of Klal Yisrael in times of Golis. So the chiyuv to be mespala for Mashiach ben Yosef means to be mespala for Tzaddiki Ador. We know who many of them are, and we know less about who they really are than who they are on the surface. But there's also another message within this inyan of being mespala from Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't just refer to a person. It refers to a light. It refers to a way of Hashem Yisbarach, of serving Hashem Yisbarach. For example, the Vilna Gaon understands Mashiach ben Yosef as not being just a person, it refers to a tkufa in history. That the Vilna Gaon understood the Kol HaTor HaNishma B'Yartzeinu, that the awakening of Klal Yisrael to once again come to Eretz Yisrael has been the revelation of the light of Mashiach ben Yosef. That he understood Mashiach ben Yosef as being a tkufa in history that he foresaw, which is why he made a Mesiras Nefesh to come to Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmidei HaGoyim to come to Eretz Yisrael. That they understood the direct connection between Klal Yisrael and the land of Eretz Yisrael. That there was a bechina that the Vilna Gaon, he manifested the inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef. That Yosef has a very strong connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Like we find that Yosef made Mesiras Nefesh to bear Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. That with the Atmos Yosef, all of Klal Yisrael came out to come into Eretz Yisrael. And it was the Atmos Yosef which they followed into Eretz Yisrael. Which Chazal tell us in the previous parsha, that the Bnei Tzavchad, that their chaviv is for the land of Eretz Yisrael, and of course the Bnei Tzavchad, they come from Yosef. The Chazal tell us that Yosef is mechavei haaretz. Yosef loves the land of Eretz Yisrael, which is why he takes two portions in Eretz Yisrael. Because a chavivus means that you always take kefil, you always take double. So Mashiach ben Yosef can also refer to a time in history, a concept in Kedusha. We speak about Mashiach ben Yosef versus Mashiach ben David. They have two unique responsibilities, what they do on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They represent, and when we speak about Sfiras, when we speak about Pnimis HaTorah, the sphere of Malchus, which is the sphere connected Mashiach ben David, and the sphere of Yesod, which is connected Mashiach ben Yosef. Malchus represents Emunah, and Yesod represents Shmiras HaBris, the Kedusha. The Mashiach ben Yosef stands up for Kedushas HaBris in Klal Yisrael. The Mashiach ben David stands up for the Emunah of Klal Yisrael. We read recently Parshas Balak, Parshas Pinchas, the attack of Bilam and Balak against what? To be Mashal B'nai Yisrael and Avodah Zarah, and the Pagam of Arayas, Shmiras HaBris. And it was Pinchas who stood up, because Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi, and it's a remnant to the times which precede the coming of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, that the Ikar Melchama which we'll face in these times will be an attack against Emunah and against Shmiras HaBris. And it will be Eliyahu, Pinchas, who will end the Magefa. But amongst these two things which suffer the most between Shmiras HaBris and Shmiras HaEmunah is Shmiras HaBris. Because there's a certain way, there's a certain Shmir which Emunah has in Klal Yisrael that Hashem says about Klal Yisrael that we're Maminim B'nei Maminim, that the Etzem Neshama of a Jew, there's a place where the Emunah is completely protected by way of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us at Har Sinai, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. It wasn't a choice, it was a statement that Hashem instilled within each and every one of us, direct into our neshamas and emun in Him, in Anoich Hashem Elokecha, which lasts forever. The Klal Yisrael's Mamina B'nei Mamina. Rab Emunasecha. V'emunascha B'leila, said, even in the Tkufas of Galus, we have to mechazik ourselves in the Emunah, because the Goyim would like to hit nothing less, nothing's more important than to strike the Emunah, which is the sword of all of Klal Yisrael. But Shmiras HaBris is not afforded such a protection. That although it's true in Pnimius, Tzadik B'Munah Sayichya, V'amech Kulam Tzadikim, that every single Jew is a Tzadik, that he's called the Shemir HaBris, but B'Hizgalus, but in a revealed way, it's very easy to suffer in the Pagam of Shemir HaBris. And this is why it's David who's Mespalo for Mashiach ben Yosef. Chaim Shol Mimcha Nasata Le, that he davens that Mashiach ben Yosef should live. And it's within the bracha of David's bracha, Bishlaim Ircha, Bechisei David Avzucha Meir Lasecha Tachin, to be Mespalo for Mashiach ben Yosef, that the Emun of a Jew, which is able to be Mechazik itself and to have a certain tkifus, a certain strength of it, that from that place of Emunah, which doesn't see such a begam, to be mispalo for Mashiach ben Yosef means that it should be mispalo for the success of Bnei Yisrael to be oimin the nisyonos which we pertain to Shmiras HaBris. Because when we speak about the p'tira and the death of Mashiach ben Yosef and the times preceding Mashiach, what we're being mispalo for, therefore, is not just to protect the life of he who is Mashiach ben Yosef. It means to be mispalo for everything which Mashiach ben Yosef represents as its kufa for Klal Yisrael, but more importantly, perhaps than that, for everything which Mashiach ben Yosef represents, which is the strength that Klal Yisrael has against a culture which wishes to do nothing less than to be poigin the bris of Klal Yisrael and the relationship of Kedusha with Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu more than anything. That it's around us in every single way. But which the Tzadikim saw and the Ariya Kodesh saw, that the Iker Hatzlacha that Klal Yisrael would have in the area of Shmiras HaBris would not only be by filters and by walking around with your hands over your eyes, but would be a big mispalel tasha misprach v'atzlacha. Because when it comes to a place where a person feels like he mamish can't do anything about it because it's so overwhelming, the only thing that a Jew can turn to is tefillah. And that's what we are. Those who are living in America, especially in societies amongst the Goyim, we know what we're talking about. We know what it means, what type of a sakon it is to have a computer in the house. With internet. And it's not the rallies, of course they help. But the ikar hatzlacha, when it comes to a place where a person can't do anything in his power because he's tried and he feels he's done everything, is to be mespalef Hashem Yisbarach. That David should be mespalef for Mashiach ben Yosef. We would never know from learning Chumash, Mishnayos, and from learning Gemara and the Poskim just how important Shmiras HaBris is in the life of a Jew. It's only when you open up a Zohar Kaddish or the works of Talmid Hashem or other Tzadikim or the Shaykh Yisipim HaTorah that you see, especially in the Zohar Kaddish, that every other page speaks about Shmiras HaBris. You can't go a few pages without Rav Shmuel Yochai telling you how important it is for a Jew to be Shomer Bris. And it traces itself all the way back to history. And Pnimis Torah is what reveals that to us. That you don't see in the Torah that Adam HaRishon was Nichshal and Shmiras HaBris for 130 years. And those sparks of his neshama are the very sparks from the Mabul, from the Dor HaFlaga, from Stoim, which eventually made its way into Eretz Mitzrayim. These are the neshamas of Adam HaRishon. And the reason why they had Shibun and Mitzrayim is because of the whole Nichshal of Adam HaRishon and Pekam Bris, who opens up our eyes to these things, if not for the Ari HaKadosh. And all the big asifas and all the talk about Shmiras HaBris, if it wasn't for Arizal, we would know nothing about it. We would see the Zohar HaKadosh, we wouldn't know how vital it is, how much connected it is to the Pnimis of a Jew. How would we know such things? If we had that education, which we know that we do, because we've been to yeshivas and we've been around people who have enlightened us to these things, it was only because they were enlightened by Pnimis HaTorah. Although you'll find a page here in Shas and a page there in Shas, Pesachas Nida v'chulei, where they speak about the chaymer of the inyan, but to be able to see the entire Avodas Hashem as being one of which Shmiras HaBris is in the center and everything revolves around that, such a hashkafa, how would we know? How would we know to even note that they're making a malcham against us in these things, if not for that? It would just become a way of life, Chalila. And we would think, okay, you know, you tie your left shoe before your right shoe before your left shoe, you mess up on the internet, you know, same thing. You mentioned a Shulchan Aruch here, one place, mentioned here a Shulchan Aruch, one place. Not so shver. But to be able to say about this, that this is mamish the top, it reaches mamish the shorish of a Jew, how would we know? We have a lot to be thankful for. I want to give Rabbi Yossi the opportunity to speak, so we're going to be very short. Mekatzer.
That's not what I did.
That's all we invited you. So it's one thing we can take in Mitzvah Hashem is that a chizik in the sinyan. That although al pi halacha, al pi Shulchan Aruch Ari, you would say that the tefillah being mispalel and v'li Yerushalayim Ircha for the life of Mashiach ben Yosef is something which seems maybe very foreign to us, that we should be mispalel for Mashiach ben Yosef, but to be makar of it, to bring it close to us, to understand that Mashiach ben Yosef is not just a person, it's not just a concept, it's a way of life which is nogea to me, that the inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef and everything which that represents means that for a person to be mechazik and to be oimid ma'amad in a time like this, that it's through the tefillos, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, and in the schus of the yortzeit of such a tzaddik and the schus of coming together should give us added strength, toseches koyach, yosef koyach, to be mechazik in these inyonim, to be zeche, to kedusha, everything which goes along with this inyon. b'zecha with that to see the coming of Mashiach Minayisim Mashiach Midab with our own eyes. B'yaskar Tzedek Mi Avimeinu Amen. Yossi, you want a few minutes? A song first?
I just have to get over the fact that I just missed the Torah. It's just depressing.
Sing it again first. Go for it.
The chief official now. Okay. Yeah. You know, the Gemara says that before Mashiach comes, so one of the qualities of the last generation is chutzpah, right? Exit Mashiach chutzpah yazgi. So everyone has to be yotzei their quota of chutzpah. That's the rule. So we're going to try to do that now by talking about the Ariya Kaddish. You know, it's a big chutzpah. But we have to do what we have to do. It's a Gemara. It's Meforish Gemara chutzpah yazgi. So it's a chiyuv. So what is the Ariya Kaddish? What does it mean for people that are not mekubalim, like ourselves? You know, Tisha, but the Gemara says a klal that Hashem is makdim refu lamaka. Before there's a sickness, Hashem invents the cure first. So Tisha B'Av is a sickness. The Churban Beis HaMikdash Golos is a sickness. So Hashem is makdim refuah kaidim l'maka. Hashem creates the cure before the maka, before the sickness, before the punishment. So Hashgacha had it in such a way that the art site, which means the explosion of the power, the Rizal, comes before Tisha B'Av, right before Tisha B'Av, a couple of days. Which must mean that the Rizal is the antidote. The Rizal is the refuah to the maka of Golos. So how so? So, you know, if I was thinking about it today, if you had to say succinctly in one word to sum up what Golos is, in one word, what word would that be? You all know what the word is. It's Eicha, right? Eicha is the first word of the book of Golos. Rav Tzadik always talks about the beginning of every Sefer is the essence of that Sefer. So Eicha, that sums up what Golos is about. What does the word Eicha mean? Where does it come from? So the Medrash says in Medrash Eicha, the Medrash says that the word Eicha, interestingly enough, is the same letters as the word Ayeka, right? Which is what Hashem said to Adam after Adam eats from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So he hears the Ruach Elokim, he hears Hashem coming, and he runs away. So Hashem asks him, Ayeka, where are you? So Adam answers, I'm here, I was hiding, because, you know, I heard you coming, and so on. So Ayeka and Eicha, same thing. So what does that mean? What does that tell us about what the essence of Golos is about, and how does the Arizal come to fix that? You know, there's two types of chachma. There's two types of knowledge that a human being can acquire. There's one type of chachma which can be called chachma chitzaynis, chachma she'ein nativis, unnatural chachma, something that's not natural. And there's another type of chachma, another type of knowledge which is more natural, and chachma tivis. What's the difference? Very simple. A person is not born with an intuitive knowledge of how to, you know, change a spare tire. That's not something you're born with. That's something that you have to learn. You learn from someone, you watch it, you read about it, whatever it is. That's something that you're, it's not a natural chacham, it's something that you learn. Any knowledge that a person has to learn from, whether it be through a sefer, whether it be through another person, that's unnatural. And then there's other types of chachmas, there's other types of knowledge which is more inborn, it's more intuitive. Bees don't have to go to school to learn how to make honey, correct? It's intuitive, it's natural. A human being naturally, instinctively, eventually, when mechanics work out, knows how to walk, knows how to stand upright, knows how to speak even. It's more intuitive. It's more intuitive. So the Pasuk says, Elokim asas Adam Yashar. Right? That Adam was created with a sense of Yashar, an inner sense of Yashar. What does that mean? So that means that when Adam was created, the way Adam is supposed to be, and the way he still is deep down, is that there's a natural intuitive sense of the truth. There's an inner voice inside of every Jew, Atem Kriim Adam. There's an inner voice inside of every Jew which is pulling us towards Avodas Hashem, towards Ahavas Hashem, towards Yir Shemayim, towards Torah Mitzvos. That's natural. Elokim Asas Adam Yashar. The problem is, the chet of Adam Rishon was that he started listening to an outside voice, right? That all of a sudden that inner voice, which is intuitively and naturally driving him towards Ruchnius, towards high levels of Avodas Hashem, was drowned out by other voices. And when Adam ate from that tree of knowledge, then all of a sudden inside of Adam there's all sorts of voices going on. There's the innermost voice, which is that sense of Yashus, that straightness, which is driving him towards Avodas Hashem, that never was removed. But that's very, very deep down. On top of that, there's other voices. There's voices of the guf. There's voices of the psychology of the human being. All sorts of other voices coming along. And so when Hashem said to Adam, Ayeka, where are you? As Rav Kook, it's obvious to all of us that question of Ayeka was not where are you physically located, right? The question of Ayeka was what happened to that inner GPS? What happened to that inner tuition? That inner awareness of who you are? That's Ayeka. See, ever since that moment when Adam began to listen to other voices and to bring into his own psyche these other voices, ever since then, humanity has been struggling to find that inner self. See, the whole sins of the Mabul and Haflaga, they weren't stam taivas. What was it? It wasn't that. The humanity understood that because of that sin, they were not living a natural life. They understood that. They understood that. And human beings like to live natural, holistic, intuitive lives. We don't like to be robotic. We don't like to be fake. We want to be authentic. The problem with humanity after Adam Rishon was that when they looked into themselves and they were trying to find that authentic life, all they could come up with was that part of life which makes them equal to animals. So therefore, to them, in that world, to them, an authentic, intuitive life was taivas, or power-seeking, which is a mabul, haflaga. That's what it was. But they weren't able to dig deep enough to hear that innermost voice of Yashras, of Kedusha. No, until a light from the east comes, it's Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu begins the process of the Masakin, the Chet of Adam Rishon, of finding, of rediscovering that inner voice. And Avram Avinu was successful as an individual and as the beginning of Klal Yisrael. And we know Avram Avinu kept all of Torah, right? How did Avram Avinu have any idea about tzitzis? Like, where did he come up? Well, who's his Rebbe? The answer was, well, he didn't have a Rebbe, right? Kol Yosef, his kidneys taught him Torah. Well, what was the last time, what did your kidneys ever tell you? You know what I'm saying? What does it mean your kidneys taught him? It means instinctual. That's what it means. And he instinctively knew Torah and mitzvahs. Because Avraham Avinu found that inner voice of Adam Rishon. He began the process of tikkun. That's what what was the first sentence Hashem tells him? The shayrish of what it means to be a Jew. Again, the first time anything happens, that's the shayrish. What's the first sentence that Hashem ever said to a Jew? Lech lecha. What does lech lecha mean? Taich, pasha taich. Go into yourself. That's what lech lecha means. It means find that inner voice. But it's interesting, that same sentence of lech lecha, find your inner voice, also on pshat level meant go to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is that one place on earth, like Rav Kook writes in a number of places, where it's very, again, it's not going to say easy, but it's relatively speaking easy to find Kedusha Tivis. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yiddishkeit feels unnatural. Yiddishkeit feels unnatural. It's unfortunate, it's Rachmanis, where it's hard to do. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Eretz Yisrael is that one place on earth where a Jew can be normal. Or you could just be yourself. And when I say be yourself, I mean your true self. That's what Eretz Yisrael is about. So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, lech lecha, go into yourself, find that self, and you're going to find that self in Eretz Yisrael. And ever since then, the process of building Klal Yisrael, of becoming the people that we have to become, and our journey towards Eretz Yisrael, has been one process of finding that inner voice. And that all culminated with Na'aseh V'Nishma, as we know. And even Abshalom was not Na'aseh V'Nishma means we will do and we will hear, right? How do you do before you hear? The answer is, it's Avraham Avinu, right? It means we're rediscovering that inner voice of where we know what to do. And then we'll figure out how that makes sense. But we know what to do. We know what to do. Okay, we were able to hold on to that for a moment. Didn't last 100%, but eventually we get to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is that place of beginning, right? The center of the Beis HaMikdash is that place of the Holy of Holies, where the Evan Shasiyah is, the beginning of creation, where that sense of Yashrus is felt. Mimenu Hushtasa Olam, before Bikshu Chashbainis Rabim, right? Before it gets all complicated with the Nachash. That simple, simple one place that everything began from, which corresponds to that simple one place that all humanity begins with, that sense of Yashrus. That's the basic English. And everything's great, it's Gvaldik. It's natural, intuitive, Chachmativis, Kedushativis. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we left Eretz Yisrael physically and mentally, ever since then, it's been harder and harder to find that instinctual knowledge and instinctual direction, That's what Golus is. So Eicha, that word of Eicha, like how this happened, like what's going on, that's Ayeka. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the Jewish people, unfortunately, losing that intuitive sense. You know, and what compounds the problem is just like what happened with other Marishim, is that once there's other voices that come in, and so the person, not only is it anyway hard to find that inner voice, but you also become afraid of trying to dig for that inner voice. Because since there's all sorts of other stuff going on, it's easier just to ignore it and just to go robotic and just to do the right thing, focus on the details of Yiddishkeit and just not to try. It's easier to be robotic than it is to try to really dig deep enough and to find that inner place. I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but that's part of the misery of Golus. Is not only that it's hard to find the intuitive sense, but we became afraid to look for it. We became afraid to look for it. Where everything has to be, this is going to sound sacrilegious, so take it the right way, I hope. That everything, the part of Golus, the unfortunate part of Golus, is that everything has to be proven with a Rambam. Like, I gave this example the other day, and this is a sad thing. I remember I was in Yeshiva, it was a tkufa where there was a lot of machlokes, there was a lot of rallies and fighting, Jews fighting with each other. And I was by a certain Rosh Yeshiva, and he was giving a shiur about whether or not it's okay to, like, punch a police officer in the face, you know what I mean? And he was with Rambams and Rajbas back and forth, and he came out that it's awesome. So I'm sitting there, like, jumping out of my skin. It's very nice to find out, but there should be an inner intuitive voice that says you're not supposed to do that. And then you find the Rambams to explain it. There should be a Nasa V'nishma, right? But to be so afraid of the gut, that's what it is. You're afraid to listen to your gut because it's been so long since that sense of Yashrus has been expressed, to the point of where we forgot that we have an inner Yashrus. So when we think about ourselves, we think about ourselves like the Dar HaMabul, Dar HaFlug, where all there is just animals. All there is Bahamias, the Gasses, and Gaivin, Taivas, all there is. And there really is no Yashrus in there, so we have to be completely shut off from who we truly are intuitively, and only go cerebral. And when you're just cerebral, and there is no inner voice, then you have to use Rambams to prove that you're not supposed to throw a fridge on a Jewish cop. That's what happens. That's Golus. That's Ayeka. What happened to your intuition? What happened to Jewish feelings, Jewish heart? Just to know the truth, and then to explain how it makes sense. The Arizal is the Refuah Kod L'Maka. What's the Arizal? What's Pnimius HaTorah? Pnimius HaTorah shows you and tells us that the world that you see, it's crazy. It's mamish crazy. There's all sorts of animalistic gaivas and taivas. There's all sorts of crazy things. But Pnimius HaTorah says, but I'm telling you, beneath the surface, it's toiv ma'id. That's what Pnimius HaTorah is about. Pnimius HaTorah is that there is an inner yashrus. There is an inner yashrus going on in the world. And there's an inner yashrus in the world. There's an inner yashrus in how Hashem runs the world. And there's an inner yashrus in a Jew. That Rizal, Pnimius HaTorah, makes us comfortable with who we really are. And it allows us to start dealing with that question of Ayeka. You can't answer the question of Ayeka unless you feel confident that you'll find a healthy answer to it. If when you think about yourself, you think about what's going on inside, all you think of is all you think about yourself when you define yourself is just taivus, just klipus, just tumma, and there's nothing else, then you're not going to want to start digging. What are you digging for? All you're going to find is trash. The Arizal comes to me, Magala, Inay Mulvadai. Everything is Toiv Ma'id, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. That's what Pnimius HaTorah is, Magala. That don't be afraid to dig. And it's paradigm, it's counterintuitive. People think that, okay, if you learn Kabbalah, whatever it is, and you learn about everything is holy and holy and holy, so you're just going to do whatever you want. It's fakert. It's those people that are not connected to Pnimius HaTorah, that they're so afraid of what they might find inside that they don't even start looking. But if you believe, if you have a Munah, that there is an answer to Ayeka, and as Lakim Asas Adam Yashar, and it's safe, it's okay. When you dig deep enough, you will find Kedusha. Then you'll have the confidence to start digging. And that's the Refuah Kod L'Maka. The more we have the confidence, the Arizal gives us strength, Pnimius HaTorah gives us confidence. That's the confidence that the Jewish people need nowadays, that confidence of knowing that the answer is we're holy. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. The answer is we're holy. You have that confidence. If you know the answer going in, then you'll work out, the math will work itself out. And you'll have the confidence you'll be able to do it. Milsa Rav Anshim should help us. That we should believe in ourselves, as we know from the Sfarim. You have to believe in yourself as much as you believe in God. And you have to believe that God believes in you. And that's all from the Ari HaKadosh. It's all from the Ari Zal. That's the Refuah Kadol Maka. Hashem should be able, should help us that we should connect to that Refuah and should be obliterate the Maka B'chlal, completely Ka'osh and Techla. Hashem should help us. We should be Zaycha to Mamish, you know, have a few days left of Chalma, you know, because like the Tzaddikim say, Mashiach comes, Shavuos Talmud will be first day's Yontif, Tisha B'Av, second day's Yontif, 3 weeks Chalma. So we still have, we missed the first days, but we still have a couple days Chalma left in second days. So we should be Zaycha to celebrate it together in Yerushalayim.
Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh.